morning. This is the 10th day of this new year, and it's the first time I come to the English congregation and share with you. So I would like to bring you a new year gift. A new year gift is a verse from the Bible that we are all going to memorize, and we are going to, you know, ask God to speak to us this morning. So the verse is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. So if Ray can help me to bring this verse up, thank you. Okay, let's read through this verse once, twice. If you can memorize it, then we stop. If you can't, then we go on for another, at least another time, like the third time. Okay, let's read together. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. One more time. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Last time, I believe quite a few of you, you know how to memorize this already. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Thank you. All right. In order to help you to remember this verse, two things I'm going to do. One, going to show you a quick slide. Okay, just sent from Korea, Seoul last night, the day before. Okay, it's from my family, missionary in Korea. Okay, so look at the slide. Do you have the slide? Okay. Now we will put it on our church news, the next edition church news, so you can look at it. You know, mainly just the drawing, not much writing, so you can imagine what it said. Souls, you know, on wings like eagles. Okay, don't spend too much about those details. Just think about flying up high. Okay, thank you. The next one, with imagination only. We don't have anything to show you. Yeah. Just take this one off. Alright. The next one is from the TV commercial advertisement. I forgot what was that. But anyway, I mean what was this for. But anyway, the first thing came out with a lot of big, heavy birds. You know, those birds, they are very heavy, big, and then winter, cold. And then one bird stand at the edge of the cliff and try to, you know, to fly. Do you remember that TV commercial? And then when he try, the other turn around and look at this bird and they doubt. They say, at the cliff, okay, be careful, don't fall down. And then when this bird finally jump and then try and so hard and disappear from the cliff, all the other birds just shake their heads. What a silly one, you know. Jump out from the cliff? Are you killing yourself? And very soon they saw the birds strong in wings. You know, come out from the cliff edge and then fly high. And all the other birds just with big hard eyes like, ooh. What happened? I like those commercials. Those imagination come along with this verse. You know, in our life, no matter how young you are, how old you are, sooner or later we are kind of feeling like we are at the edge of the cliff. We don't know where to turn. We are afraid to move another step forward because we don't know if that is safe or not, if that is what we want to do. As we move into the new year, 2010, sooner or later we will face similar situation. That's why I praise the Lord for this verse, because this verse say that, you know, you can walk, not be faint. How? Hope in the Lord. You can run, not grow weary. How? Hope in the Lord. You can soar on wings like eagle. How? Hope in the Lord. You can be renewed and be strengthened. How? If you have hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. In the Hebrew, you can use another way, saying that you have patience waiting for the Lord. So hope may not happen immediately what we want, because quite often it demands patience and wait, have faith in our Lord. So how can we have faith in our Lord so that we can walk, not be faint? How can we have faith in the Lord and run, not grow weary? How can we soar on wings like eagles, take off, you know, dive down, getting lower and lower, and yet we can have confidence to fly up, you know, again, fly high? How we can do that? How we can get renewed, have new strength from the Lord? That's why the beauty of chapter 40 of Isaiah, because this is so beautiful. The whole chapter from verse 1 to verse 30 explain to us how the verse 31 can happen. It's so beautiful. I may not have time to tell you all the details, because with 30 verses there's a lot to go on. Just read through twice already, time already. What I'm saying here is I would like to pinpoint a few areas. Hopefully we can, you know, get encouraged, and we can build up our hope in our Lord, so we can be patient waiting for God because of His promises. Those are very important things as Christians, as we follow our Lord, as we serve Him, not feeling like we are at the cliff and that we are going to fall down anytime, or afraid of falling down and not getting up. So brother and sister, this is so important. When you look into your days that's coming ahead of us, you may think about the schoolwork, you may think about your job situation, you may think about future, anything in any area, you know, relationships, families, you know, health, a lot of things. Quite often as pastor, you know, we seldom tell other people besides Pastor Kurt, like pastor, when we pray together. You know, sometimes we feel like we are against the wall again. Now where to turn? We just don't know what to do. Okay? We really need to come to the Lord and ask God to help us. And sometimes brothers and sisters say, oh, that never happened to pastors. It happens. As you know, Isaiah chapter 40 tell us. So when I go through a few things, you realize that we really need to build our hope on our Lord. Really need to build our hope and wait upon Him. That is very essential for us to have a victorious life in this coming new, in this new year. That's so important. I like Isaiah chapter 40. The chapter start with comfort my people. It's so interesting. First, because God asked prophet Isaiah to pronounce, to proclaim, you know, to announce it, to tell, to proclaim to His people. God wants His prophet Isaiah to do it for Him. Just say that, okay, you go ahead and tell my people, comfort my people. Anyone know how to sing this song? Probably 300, 400 years ago. Comfort thee. Okay, go on and on and on. Very beautiful song. I can see the desire of God to comfort His people. If we trust Him, we realize that if this is the God that we are trusting, why are we worried about? Why are we thinking about we are at the end of the world, like nowhere to turn? Brother, sister, receive, take this comfort of our Lord with thanksgiving. Just saying that, thank you God, because you desire to comfort us. And I'm here. Please do so. That's so important. It's so important. And then also that God asked, you know, Isaiah to tell his people about this another thing in verse 2. Just saying that your sin has been forgiven. Your sin has been forgiven. Your sin has been paid for. That's what in the Bible say. It's so encouraging. Whether we want people to know that how good I am or we are, deep in our heart we know we are very weak. We, you know, from time to time fall into sin. Maybe anger, maybe not honest enough, maybe, you know, whatever area. We know our heart, and God knows also. And that's why God saying that, Isaiah, proclaim to my people and tell them that their sin has been so paid for, forgiven. And yet, after this, followed by another word, they're saying that Israel has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. That means when we sin, we need to pay for that. We need to pay for that in order that, you know, our Lord also pay for that. Sorry, not in order, just saying that the Lord pay for that, but we need to take the consequence also. So it's not just God is good so that we can do whatever we want, but we need to stay in the will of God. So this is so encouraging because God showed us a way out. When I spent many years with the Muslim, they know they are in a sin, but there is no way out. Because in their belief, in their religion, there is no promise, no salvation prepared for them. They have no way out. Consider us how privileged, how fortunate, because we have a God that is willing to pay for our sin. And just saying that if we, you know, confess our sins, we may need to pay for the consequences, but we have a way out. Comfort my people because there is a way out. So brother and sister, we are never running into a dead end that we have no way to turn. With this God, He loves us. Then we have hope in Him. You just continue on, you realize what happened. In our life, there are deserts. In our life, there are wilderness. Verse 3, 4. In our life, there is like valley. In our life, there are mountains. In our life, there are hills. In our life, there are rough ground. In our life, you know, there will be a lot of difficulty, challenges. And God's comfort saying that what? Comfort saying that in the desert, God will prepare the way. Verse 3. In the wilderness, you know, God will make straight a highway in the wilderness. Every valley shall be raised up. Every mountain and hills made low. Just go on and on. All other words of comfort. That is the God that we look to and hope for. We have hope in the Lord. This is the God, this is the Lord that we turn our eyes to. So brother and sister, this is a very, you know, encouraging book, because, you know, as we go on, we realize that we can walk with Lord, not be faint, as verse 31 said, run and not grow weary, and soar on wings like eagles, and get renewed and get strength, new strength, because we have hope in the Lord. And as we go on the chapter saying that, you know, verse 6, a voice say, cry out. This is the most exciting part, because I decided to read the Bible like 10 times, 20 times, you know, even more before I start preparing my sermons. I just read through it many times, and the voice says, cry out. Why need to cry out? Why need to shout? Because there is a very important thing that is hindering us from experiencing God, from, you know, get out from from all those kind of difficulties. What shall I cry? The answer from prophet Isaiah asked. Then God told him, all men are like grass. Okay. We human beings, our problem basically come from our pride. Come from our self-centered life. You know, me, I'm important. I'm better than you. You should honor me. You should like credit me from this and that. And I'm so glad that God told Isaiah, say, cry out. And Isaiah said, what? Why should I cry? And God say, tell everybody saying that all men are like grass. So, what's grass? Verse 7, the grass withered, died, the flowers fall. So who are we? Quite often, we are so used to depend on some other people instead of God. That's why we run into trouble all the time. Some people in the church believe that they can trust pastor like they trust God. That's why they run into trouble. In Africa, I was so nervous about one phrase people usually say to me. Count Sibu. Count on you. Okay? They will sit together with you telling about their family's problem and then end with this phrase, count on you. Who am I? I know how to solve your problems, like your family's problems. Someone got sick, your cow got sick, or the field is not producing fruit. How can I solve the problem? A lot of people, they don't know the Lord. They don't have hope in our Lord. So they try. They look around. Pastor Kurt, maybe he can help me. I mean, of course, he probably is much more than willing to help. But the thing is, we cannot depend on men. We cannot depend on men. Why we got frustrated? Why we got disappointed? Because we didn't realize we need to depend on God totally. By God's grace, someone can help us, can encourage us. But we cannot depend on men. Because God said to Isaiah, you need to cry out, to shout loud enough to make everybody understand this truth. All men are grass. I was so relieved when I read this. I said to God, you know, I can be vulnerable. I can be honest enough. People say, Pastor, can you help me? I said, I will try. Let's pray together, because only Him can help, not me. I can try. I can do my best, but there is no promise. You don't count on me. You don't count on me. You count on God. That's why hope in the Lord is the answer. Is the answer. So brother and sister, that's so important. Some people depends on their beauty. You know, I'm 5 feet, you know, 11 and a half. That's perfect, okay? And some people proud about it. Some people proud about it, saying everybody say I'm handsome, you know, last night your hairstyle is perfect, you know. We live on that. And God say what? All men are grass. The flowers fell. What happened? Then when people turn around and look at other people, say the same thing, as we are growing older and older, you know, you felt like, okay, no one loves me anymore. Don't depend on that. That is not something will last. That is not something we should hold on. We should depend on God totally. If you want to work, not to be faint, not be faint, you need to look at God, not at other people. You know, when I look around, you know, especially young people love to put someone image on the wall. You know, they thought this man is cool, that one is, you know, really, you know, cute or whatever. Yeah. That's fine. But don't forget, hope in the Lord is the only answer. It's the only answer. So praise the Lord, because of the message from Isaiah, I just so, you know, so encouraged. And then God asked Isaiah to, you know, to bring good tidings to Zion. Good tidings, good news to his people. What are those good news? Those good news about talking about the power, where the power is really from. It's from God. Talk about rules. Who rules? Okay, God rules. Talk about reward. Talk about recompense. Talk about tents. You know, God tends his flock like shepherd, and gathers his animal, his herd together, and carries the baby one, the little one, and, you know, gently leads the young. I was so touched, because this is the desire of our God. He desired to comfort us, to lead us on into a victorious life. It's so beautiful, so beautiful. And then from verse 12 to verse 17, talk about we cannot depend on ourselves. This is another circle, you know, after the declaration about all men are grass, you know. So this is just repeat the saying that how can you depend on yourself? Can you measure the, you know, the water, the sky with your hand, you know? Just ask questions, saying that we cannot depend on ourselves. We need to realize that. And then another question repeat twice in this chapter, verse 18 and 25. The question is, who will you compare God? Anyone you can mention and try to compare God? We just find no one. There is no equal. There is no one worth of our worship. Only God, the Almighty One. He is the only one. So, when we go through this, we need to come back and announce, you know, really saying that God, the Creator, God, the Almighty One, God, our Heavenly Father, is the one we are going to depend in this year, coming year and coming years. So we need to realize this. And then we need to understand the greatness of our God. So from verse 21, you know, talking about, yeah, you know, the beginning, the foundation of the earth, you know, talking about the very thing that only God can do, no other people can do. So those are very important. And verse 22, I'm not sure if you realize this verse. A lot of theologians talk about this verse, and then we wonder why the Roman Catholic, you know, when they had conflict with the scientists, and then the Roman Catholic, you know, has ordered and killed quite a lot of scientists in the history. So a lot of you know, theologian mention about verse 22. I think it's a very interesting thing. Just mentioning to you here, What is verse 22? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth. A lot of theologians say that from Isaiah times, everybody know that the earth is round. Everybody knows that the earth is round. It's not like going to the edge and drop down and disappear. It's round, it just go round and round. That has been a real problem in the church history, because before Columbus or before someone, most of people think the earth is flat and then you have an edge. When you go beyond that line, then you drop and disappear. But the Bible says above the circle of the earth. The earth is a circle. The more we go through this chapter, the more we realize that, you know, we can trust this God because He is so powerful. He knows everything. He's everywhere. And He has a desire to comfort us, to guide us, to lead us. So that is the most important. So brothers and sisters, who are we believing? Who are we trusting? When we face difficulties and challenges, what comes to our mind first? Who or how? Are we going to someone, turn to someone and ask for help instead of turning to the Lord first? So this is the present that I'm bringing you this morning. Remember this verse. And remember Isaiah chapter 40. But those who hope in the Lord will what? Will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Will walk and not be faint. How to spell faint? Good. Remember this verse and then try to reverse it. Like when I begin in the beginning, I like to read the Bible from verse 1 to last verse, and then from the last verse and back to verse 1, because usually you get the answer and you get the how when you do that. So you can see how God's way for us. So it's very interesting. So God's promises and comfort never fail, never end. Take this gift from God and let's go to prayer together. You know, you just in your heart, you say to the Lord, thank you. And then you pray and then make desire to follow the Lord with the encouragement from this verse. So let's go to prayer. Everybody, you pray for yourself. Give thanks to God. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Father God, we want to thank you because you love us. You love to comfort us, to show us your way. You don't want any of us to get lost. You want us to know the meaning of life. You want us to realize who you are. We want to thank you because of your comfort, of your promises, that we have hope in the Lord, that we can patiently wait on our Lord. We will experience the promises that you have for us. Thank you, Lord. And guide us, lead us into this new year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.